Watch, Kamala Harris ignores Joe Biden and names FDR, JFK and LBJ as most effective presidents. By Amy Furr on August 1, 2026. Former Vice President Kamala Harris, D., failed to mention her ex-boss when asked who she thought were America's most effective presidents. Harris's comments came during an appearance at the National Urban League, NUL, conference in Nashville, Tennessee, on Friday where NUL President Mark Morial asked her the question, the New York Post reported Saturday. In your view, rank the top three most effective presidents in American history, Morial said. Oh Mark, don't make me do that, Harris replied before talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon B. Johnson. Harris also mentioned former President Barack Obama, D. And of course Barack Obama and what he did with the Affordable Care Act, among many things, but in particular. If we had one issue that has been ailing America for generations, which is the health care system that has failed anyone other than the rich and addressing that in the way that he did and took a lot of heat for it, she stated. However, the Post noted she did not mention Biden. In September 2024 before President Donald Trump, R. beat Harris in the race for the presidency and retook the White House, Biden said he delegated everything as commander-in-chief to Harris, per Breitbart News. While campaigning for Harris on The View on Wednesday, Biden appeared to blame Harris for the administration's failure to reduce inflation, secure the southern border, and responsibly withdraw from Afghanistan. As vice president, there wasn't a single thing that I did that she couldn't do, and so I was able to delegate her responsibility on everything from foreign policy to domestic policy, he said. Harris later claimed Biden remained capable of being president as critics accused her and the establishment media of covering up his decline. However, Harris spoke about being truthful and honest with Americans during her recent NUL appearance. There is the quality that is everything that flows from the concept of integrity, which includes speaking the truth and being honest with the people, she said. Her snub of Biden on Friday was a glaring omission after the two had a not-so-private falling out since her failed presidential campaign in 2024, the Post article said.